Hello, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you at WGNS here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're glad to be with you. As most of you know, October, we have come around the final turn, and we're into the our candidates are now into their home stretch, okay? And what I'd like to do, and I have two of them here that have become good friends over the last several months, and that's Luis Mata and Amelia Pont. Say hello, everybody. Steak, get closer to the mic, Amelia, if you would. You're an old pro at this. Come on. Hello.
Hello, hello. My name is Amelia Pont, running for State House, District 34.
And Luis,
yes.
District 37.
49.
49.
Yes, sir.
They've cut it up and divided it up so much I can't remember. How are both of you doing? Amelia, ladies first.
Hey, I'm just happy to have this opportunity to be running. And everywhere I go, I talk to voters. If you're standing next to me at the grocery store, I'm talking to you. If I meet you at the park, I'm talking to you. I found a really cool piece of furniture at Goodwill. I was waiting in a long line, talking to everybody around me. So I'm just having a really great time connecting with the community.
Well, if you're shopping at Goodwill, you're a conservative Democrat then,
hey,
because that's where we go.
You can find some cool stuff.
I'm telling you, I've got a good friend and she started to work at Goodwill. And I said, lady, you will never have to buy any brand new name brand clothing again. She said, you tell me about it. I mean, beautiful sweaters for fall and winter that you gals like. I mean, for $5.
Hey, thrift stores are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They are it, you know. And I've found a lot of men's slacks. Lise, we'll get to you in a minute. We're talking about shopping right now. Take notes. You'll pick up some. Pick up some tips here. Being a single guy, you need this. But and in my size, and I know I'm a big guy, fat guy, and all that. But I can find slacks my size that were brand new because they've never been hemmed. And even Luis, I mean, you're no small guy yourself.
Yeah.
When me and you can find pants that are unhemmed that are brand new, and you know they are because they've never been worn. And, hey, man, for like $6 or $8 or sometimes $10.
You're better than that.
You know, it's a pretty good deal. I'll take them down to Nana's up here at Alterations on Vine. She alters them before she fixes them. And, I mean, she is so good. And, I mean, you know, Daddy walked out looking good, man.
Hey. Yeah. Tailored clothes will always fit better. Fast fashion, it's hit or miss. It's hard to shop fast fashion sometimes.
Luis, how are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, Ed. Always a pleasure to be on here. Thank you.
I saw some pictures recently of you and your family. It looked like y'all were having a blast, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we are 30 days out from Election Day.
Oh, yeah.
And,
right.
I mean, every single day counts. You know this from day one, our motto's been no days off. And, you know, I finally had the opportunity to see the family after quite a few months. And they came down here. We went knocking doors, putting signs up. It was great. Couldn't have asked for anything.
Right. More. Now, we've been over this. You have no children. Amelia, you and your husband have two.
I have one that lives with me that I had, Ava Luna, and then I have two stepchildren.
So you got three children total.
Yes.
No vacations this year.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
You've sacrificed. Folks, that's what these candidates have given up for you. And
oh, God.
No, I mean, they do. I'm serious. You give up a lot to run in these races. You do. You give up your weekends. You give up a lot of nighttime weekend events. That's the only time people have off. They want to come to a chili supper or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you do give that up, and lots of times with your family, too.
Well,
you know,
there is a festival, a holiday, this coming weekend, and we usually go to Illinois to be with his family.
Right,
and
sure.
I'm just not going to be able to make it this time, and because I am really in the district until November 5th, for sure.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Your dedication is appreciated for both of you, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We are so glad that both you and I, as I've said so many times, and I know the public, the people that listen may be tired of hearing it, but I admire anyone who puts their name on a ballot. And I never have. And I probably never will because a lot of those federal charges that I'm still facing. But Me and Donald Trump will get off those. I never should have partnered up with that guy, but I did. And darn Giuliani. Connor, if we could. Hey, I know we're near those guys. That's a joke, folks. And it's a bad joke, too. Connor, we're going to. He's on the board right now. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am still a private investigator. Welcome aboard. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
All right, and we are back here with you, and this is Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101 FM, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach us tonight and reach these two wonderful candidates with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send me a text if some of you are just a little too shy to go on the air. And I'll take it on my private line. Everybody's got this. All you got to do is Google me. I'm there. And I've talked to many of you on Facebook already. My number is 615-390-7219. You can send me a text, 615-390-7219. Now, how to find us. I've told you a million times. My wife listens on Alexa. You can find us on Facebook Live. We're on there right now. We're on YouTube Live. Connor, help me out here. There's so many other avenues that these people can go to.
Our website, WGNS.com.
WGNSradio.com.
We do YouTube, Twitch.
Twitch. All the other stuff, I'm sure. I don't know. Stitcher used to be in there. I don't know. There are so many. But you can find us if you want to. Or you can go to my Facebook page, and please don't pay any attention to the Trump people that have been on there. They need just a good education. And that's what we're fighting for, is to get them educated. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. Download and take a look at what Angela Bingham's doing. She was still here, I think. The girls are back there taking some pictures tonight. And she's doing a great job. She's on at 6 o'clock every Sunday, doing a great job with simplicity. Good friend Jason Qualls does Financial Coaching Radio and is always doing a great job. I listen to him through the week when I can at around 4 o'clock, as time permits, if we don't have any ball games that interfere. And thank you all for listening, and thank you both again for being here. Okay, tell me what it's like. Louise, I'll start with you. I asked you last time, what have you learned the last several months about people?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the main things is that, honestly, whenever you're out there having these real conversations with people, getting down to what they really care about the most, you know, it really opens up the opportunity to see how much a lot of us have in common, right?
Sure.
That's what we found with our campaign, is that, you know, there's a lot of division, distraction, extremism happening all over the news, you know, at all stages of government. And whenever you're meeting people where it matters the most, at their doorstep, which is what we've been doing every single day, you really see, you know, the humanity in people, and you see, like, hey, look, we all want better for ourselves. You know, the way of getting there might be different, but at the end of the day, you know, something that we've really learned is, when you get down to it and put the partisanship aside, put down, you know, what you see, you know, a lot of the division, you have a lot that is in common, right? And that's
you
what,
do.
Yeah. And we want better. We want better schools. We want to relieve traffic. We want to lower costs. Most of us want the same thing, to be able to live and work safely and affordably in our communities, right? And
sure,
that is 100% something that we've learned. It's something that I've learned as well, you know, as
sure,
coming from almost a decade of doing this type of policy and advocacy work, you know, it can be so easy to get caught up in the, you know, what we have.
The day-to-day gibberish and all that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you, sure. And it, you know, it's so easy to fall into it and contribute and perpetuate it. But when you get down to those real conversations and having these conversations with people and about what they care about on their day-to-day lives, you find out that the real issues are the ones that you come to, you know, your dinner table and talk about. And then, you know, how are we going to be able to pay the rent at the end of the month and also pay our medical bills as
That's exactly right.
Putting food on the table at the end of the day, you know.
And especially if you have children.
Especially if people, especially if you have children. And that's what we want, right? We want to be able to have what we need right now, but also planning for the future of what, you know, our children and the next generation, the type of future that they're living in.
Amelia, same question to you. What have you learned from people? Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure it's quite an education.
Just getting to someone who is willing to have those conversations,
right?
Man, it's gold. Because most of the time you knock on a door and they're so weary. First of all, like, someone,
they're tired. They're really tired.
Well, they're scared. Who's here?
Right.
Who's at the door?
Right.
You know,
sure.
We just kind of live in a time now when people don't really trust someone who unexpectedly knocks at their door. And so we are fighting that a lot. And then whenever they hear it's a political conversation, they'll say, Republican or Democrat. You know, sometimes that happens too.
Right.
And so I really do love the people who come to the door and are willing to have, to give me 5 minutes, you know, I want to talk to them so badly. I want to talk to voters everywhere I go. Every door I knock on, I'm here to talk to them. I want to know what your struggles are. What are you struggling with right now? Like, what issues are top of mind for you? And they're just weary of it. They don't trust us so much a lot of the time, and so that's been interesting because that is where I see the need now. You know, like, we need to be out canvassing more often.
We do,
not just during election season.
You know, I've said this before. We've lived at our in our neighborhood more than 25 years, and in more than 25 years, 27 I think now. I don't know. But we built a nice home out there. Our kids have both went to Riverdale High School. They went to Barfield, elementary school. And Miss Judy Goodwin's principal there. Wonderful person.
Ava goes to Barfield.
Yeah, and just good people, you know. And her husband Steve as well. Just wonderful folks. In all those years, we've had only one person come to the door during election season.
I'd really love to see that change. I feel like...
And now, because of what I do not put signs in our yard. Okay? I do not. Now, a lot of the people here that are running in the city, of course, I can't. But we're out in the county. Okay? So I can't do that anyway. But I don't put signs in the yard because a lot of them know that I'm on radio. And I do try to give, and I have, we've had some Republican candidates on back during the primaries, you know. But most of the Republicans are here during the day anyway, through the week. So, you know, this is my time, and I'll leave that where it is. But you're right. We need to be having more conversations, sit-down conversations. What do you want? You know, I got a feeling that a lot of people over in East Tennessee and North Carolina right now after that storm, you know, they really don't give a hoot about you being a Republican or Democrat. Can you do something for me? Their house is laying there literally in splinters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why
I don't think they care much about politics right now.
I want to try and make sure that our county is going every year. We need to survey people. We need a community survey. Like, we need to get to the door, be in the communities, asking what their needs are. We have the big census every 10 years. Right. The 2020 yeah. census was not rolled out well because of the pandemic.
Sure.
And so right. the data that we got from that is not very reliable. Come on. And right. we have another one coming in 2030. Our population is booming so fast. Like, we really need to make sure that we are counting every person more often. And I hear things like at the city council forum, Bill Shacklett was talking yep. about how he really wants to see communication improve between citizens and government. And he just kept asking, how are we going to do that? Like, that is what I identify as our greatest need right now. So what are we going
to
do?
Talk to him, because he told me he listens to this show quite a bit. Well, I didn't say he listened every night.
Bill I did approach him after the meeting, and I was like, Bill Shacklett, I do care about this too. I hear you, bud. Like, let's talk about this. So,
good man.
Maybe if we are actively the volunteer state, right?
Right.
We are the volunteer state. And so we need to maybe think about volunteering a few hours of our time a year to go canvassing in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. And I'm guilty as charged, but I am here every Sunday night and trying to give away my time to mm-hmm. folks such as you that don't get a voice any other way.
Yeah.
And radio still today can be a very massive megaphone.
Oh, okay? For sure.
And
absolutely.
What I'm looking at, as the old saying goes, all politics is local. You know, when you're in the Senate, it's a little different story. But when you're in the House, that seats up every 2 years. The House, mm-hmm. on a federal level or state level, is designed for more of a working entity with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have local affairs that all politics is local, and you can have an effect on those local policies to an extent. You know, now you're still working for the state, obviously, but your constituency, they have a way of letting you know what they approve of and what they don't, you know. And there are lots of things that go on in government that people cannot imagine. You know, I go back to Mr. Ronnie Martin. He spent 1 4-year term on the city council, and he stepped aside. He thought he probably wouldn't have done it otherwise, but he had some family situations that had transpired, and he wanted to be available for that. And Ronnie is a banker. And he said, I sat through a budget process, and he sat right there at one of those microphones, and he said, Ed, I've never seen such numbers in my life. This is just for the city of Murfreesboro.
Right.
He'd never seen anything like that. And this man's a banker. He deals with these numbers every single day. I mean, it takes a lot of money to run this place, you know, to run the state of Tennessee, and especially right now Middle Tennessee. I drove by Riverdale the other night. Those schools are going to be beautiful when they're done, but they're huge, and they don't put them up for free. The workers don't come over here doing it out of the goodness of their heart, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't do it out of the goodness of our heart either, and Connor's going to take us to our first series of breaks, if you would please, sir. This is Ed Raymer for the Ebony Raymer Show, and Amelia Pons with us, and Luis Mata. And they're running for your vote in their respective districts, Luis in the 49th, and Amelia in the 34th. And we're glad to have them here, because we're going down the home stretch. Connor, if you'll take us to that, he's on the board. Back with you right after this. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com. Thank you, Connor. Appreciate it. We were just talking about a fellow by the name of Don LaFontaine. Used to be, you may have heard of him, out in California. And we were talking about radio. And, you know, for years, people said AM radio's dead. And I've seen this all my life. But we're still here tonight on an AM frequency. And two other FM frequencies, by the way, plus YouTube, Facebook, and everything else. But LaFontaine was a guy that you heard, and you still got some to try to mimic him, but no, he's no longer with us, bless his heart, he passed on. But you heard him in a world known for its terror and problems comes Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
And one of the guys, they said, what's your favorite one? He said, who cannot enjoy seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Words are really awesome, actually. I love words so much.
That they are. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
One of my favorite words is lollygag. You're lollygagging.
Okay, let's move on. Connor, you might want to leave the room while us adults have a talk here. Talking about lollygagging.
Do you know what it means?
Yes, I do, and we'd appreciate it. This will probably be the last show I ever do here, folks. So.
Doesn't it just mean like you're messing around, like
you're playing around? Let's talk politics. You're much
That's better at that.
Now I'm worried. I'm going to look it up.
Don't look it up. No, your husband, if your husband's still there at home when you get there.
I need to know if I should be embarrassed or not, Ed.
No. I'm kidding you. I'm just riding you a little bit. No. Okay. But I have heard all my life. You know, my dad used to say that, you know, if I slept late, if I'd had a date number, if you'd got home in time, quit lollygagging around. And I think my father had a different concept of what lollygagging was. Anyway, okay, let's try to bring some dignity to this conversation.
Yeah, I'll talk about politics. Let's go.
Okay. What do you do now? And I've never known. Obviously, I've never worked in a campaign, never run a campaign. Where do you go from here? What's going on? Do you have dinners and chili suppers, spaghetti dinners, all that? What do you think? Luis, take off.
Yeah. So it's actually so interesting because you definitely have those, right? You have the fish fries, you have your spaghetti dinners, all the good stuff. But, you know, you do all that, and you know, I think what Amelia said is really important, of that the work that's being done in the community should be done every single day, year-round, regardless of whether if it's an election year or not. And, you know, that's the end of it, right? You have to be out there and meeting people where they're at. And so right now, you know, that's what you do in the campaign, right? You go out there and you have those authentic and genuine conversations and build those relationships with people. And that's what it's about. And I think right now where we're headed now in these last 30 days, it's encouraging people to go and make their voices heard.
I agree.
At the end of the day.
We've got a caller right now, Amelia. I'll get to you in a minute. Caller, you're on the line. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Amelia, how was your birthday celebration?
It was great. I turned 34.
Oh, you did?
I turned 34 and 34.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a birthday.
Is this Jeff? Jeff, is this you?
Yeah, how you doing that,
Lee? Yeah, I know, because I'm 32. And
I thought you were 23. I didn't know. I thought you were 23.
I get mixed up.
you're like, hey, me on the end of the show. She told Opie she was 19. She wanted to go around again and be same age again. But keep me being the same age.
Well, sure. Yeah, why not? You're 30. You turned 34.
Yeah, I turned 34. Yeah.
She didn't want to keep aging. She wanted to be 20 every year. Just keep going around again and again and again, you know.
Hey, I'm having way more fun now than I did in my 20s. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're having more fun than me because you're running for office. That's why you're having more fun.
Well, you're around the right people. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you're here with me and Luis and Connor, for goodness sake.
I want to wish you guys luck at your campaign. I wanted to ask Mr. Mazzi, do you believe your opponent would debate you before Election Day?
Yeah, we actually, great question. We actually did have a little forum. He was the only incumbent who showed up, and we went head-to-head on the issues, and we actually have another one lined up for next week, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Where will that be, do you know?
It will be on October 8th at the Rutherford County Baptist Church at 6 p.m., and I look forward to seeing folks there. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, that's the important part of, you know, what's our vision for District 49? What's our vision for Rutherford County? I'm running against Representative Mike Sparks.
Mike? Yeah. Mike's a good fellow. Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Abel Lee. What do you think about the wild weekend of college football? You have any comments on that?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, to steer away from these two fine candidates. You know, I knew that one day, numbers will always tell you, Jeff, that the underdog will prevail. I just didn't know if it would be in my lifetime or not, that Vanderbilt would beat a number one ranked Alabama.
That's what I thought we were about to talk about.
You know what the record was when they played that game against top five teams?
Do what now?
You know what their record was against top five teams before they played that game?
No, I have no idea.
0-0-60.
0-0-60.
0-60
games.
Now they're 1-60.
1-60.
1-60.
Well, you know, if they're going to turn the train around at Vanderbilt, now's a good time because they've had a rough way to go for years. You know.
Yeah. Well, they took the goalposts and threw it to Cumberland Riverview. Heard about that?
Yeah. What is that? They did that at Tennessee. What is this of throwing the goalpost in the river?
They tore the goalpost down.
Right.
Put the goalpost down. Took it through town. Took it through West End on Broadway.
Right.
Through part of the Cumberland River, just like Tennessee did when they beat Alabama. Mm-hmm. They took theirs through the Tennessee River.
Yeah, they said, I saw in the news this morning, some of the ladies said, you know, at least the Metro Police, they just said, okay, everybody just clear the street. Yeah, they let them go. Yeah, they said, we're not going to stop this. So,
And what I heard is somebody retrieved it. They're going to cut it up in pieces and have souvenirs.
Well, the same way Donald Trump did with his suit. Yeah.
I'm just saying that's what Tennessee is. They cut theirs up and made souvenirs out of it.
I'm going to do that too, Jeff. If I get arrested, I'll have a nice suit on and get my mugshot made. Now I'll have my suit cut up. You can have, or I could give you a lock of my hair if you'd. Okay. Jeff, it's been quite an interesting weekend. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. You too. I wish you good luck on your campaigns. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Neal is a loyal listener here of WGNS, not just this broadcast, but several broadcasts. And we always appreciate him calling in. Thank you, Jeff. Much appreciated. The Vanderbilt, Alabama thing, that was a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
So they lost 60 games? They've lost 60 games in a row? No.
To top five opponents.
Okay.
They've won some games.
Got it.
But to the ranked top five opponents, they were 0-60 over the years. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but it's been a long. Luis, you know it's been a long time.
It's been a while,
Vanderbilt, because they are known, and their staff will tell you we are an academic institution. We are not an athletics institution. Mm-hmm. And they pay their coaches well, but they are not paid near as well as like a Lou Saban or even a Josh Opel up at Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah.
The highest paid. These are the high. You want to get into an education, check the football coaches in the Southeastern Conference. You'll find the highest paid people in the government with their state governments are the football coaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the millions. Nick Saban was $7 or $8 million a year or something like that. It's a bunch of money.
Okay. College football is taken very seriously. I was a religious studies major in college, and the director of the program,
right?
He did a whole seminar series on how college football is a religion.
Oh wow!
It's just about. I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
He compared.
No, I know. He might have been on to something.
It was very well thought out presentation.
And especially with the NFL now on Sunday. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know what the numbers are, but I am sure the numbers are down for church services. There's no doubt about it.
My aunt turns into a completely different person. I'm sure she screamed at the television because her team is Alabama. Alabama's her team.
Uh-oh.
So I'm pretty sure she was turning into some other creature.
She might turn into a pumpkin just like Donald Trump. And she is an Alabama fan.
She is, yeah, diehard.
So. Yep.
Yeah. Roll Tide.
Oh, great day.
I can't believe I said that.
I'm telling you, man. I had to go to Alabama once. I had to make a trek through Alabama, Mississippi, and I had a thing I was working on in Louisiana. And so I checked in a hotel, went out to go get a bite to eat, went to a buffet. No big deal. It was just me. And there's a guy there, and he's a great big guy, like myself. And I see him. He's got his Alabama gear on. And, this is in Huntsville, somewhere thereabouts. And I said, well, how are we looking? It was early fall. I said, well, how are we looking? I don't know if the season had really started yet, I said, well, I tell you, I think Nick's going to have them ready. This is 5-6 years ago, whatever it was. I don't know. And he talked about Nick Saban like they just finished having a cup of coffee. Like, Nick's a personal friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, let me get Nick on the phone for you, I mean, just that's the way they do. I mean, they're in there. Nick's, they're I'm telling you, if the guy said, I think I want to be governor. Governor, get out of there. Nick Saban wants to be governor. We're going to just put him in, unanimously. Everybody, we're all in favor. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean,
it is dangerous.
Celebrity culture goes pretty deep for people sometimes.
I'm telling you. Look at the crowd that's out here when I get here on a Sunday night. I mean,
I had to fight through them.
That's where all the scratches came from on you, but it is amazing, and that's the way he talked. I mean, it's the degree of celebrity that goes with it. It's unbelievable. But Okay, we didn't come here to talk sports, and I'll do that in a few weeks when all the rest of you are out of here through with your campaign.
Well, I'll pivot. I wish people felt that way about their elected officials.
I know.
I wish people would be like, hey, you're
get
running
involved.
For office. You're possibly my politician.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
Get involved in what's going on. Get involved.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, you have a voice. You really do. And you have it in your elected representative.
Yeah.
And I've found this out over the years more and more with representatives. That vote comes around every 2 years. And I'm telling you, and I've told both of you, these races for you all are winnable because we've got some Democrats been sitting on the sidelines for a long time around here in this mid-state area.
It takes time and money, and people are very
and
short
money
on both.
That's right, yeah. But the resources are starting to open up more and more, I'll put it that way.
Yeah,
and hopefully. We're seeing positive signs of that because now I have never seen like the energy that I've never seen such a turnaround in a party since Kamala Harris, since President Biden said, you know, I'm going to step down. He did the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
you
very
know,
happy with
America,
that.
America, I gave you my best. And, brother, he has. He's had every award, every accolade, every accommodation that can be bestowed upon a man, he's had it. I mean, he had nothing else left to prove. And, you know.
He just had to make it past the RNC.
God bless him. Yeah, I know.
That was so funny. They spent a whole week talking about Biden.
I love it. You know, Trump wanted the people to the government to refund him a bunch of money because they'd prepared. Hey, I'm the, you know. Does this guy, I thought the deal was with him, he was going to pay for all of his own campaign because he was so rich.
Mm. It's hard to do that. Oof.
Well, I mean, he was so rich. I mean, you know, I mean, he was going to pay for all of his own stuff. He wasn't going to. Now all he does is send me. I'm selling watches now. I'm selling this watch for $100,000 if you will do. He's selling watches. He's selling tennis shoes.
The shoes, yeah.
Each of y'all going to get into that card thing. May have your sports cards made up and have those sold for like $40 each and pick you up some money.
That'd be
it's
an interesting...
the craziest mess I've ever seen. I mean, whatever. You know, whatever. Back to what you're doing. You're winding it down. Do they have the election early voting set up yet? Is it when is it?
Starts October 17th.
17th.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was somewhere around the 15th. Yeah.
Tomorrow is the very last day to register to vote. So
yes.
Tomorrow is voter. Please, if you are not registered, please be registered by tomorrow.
Can't you go online and register?
You can register online, yes. Just you have to vote in person the first time you vote as a newly registered person.
Right.
And so we can vote at any voting location in Rutherford County. We do have several early voting locations.
It's fantastic. It's beautiful.
I always go downtown to the election commission.
Sure.
But, they're all over. I'm very happy that we can vote anywhere in Rutherford
The wife
County.
Checked our voting status the other night. I said, hey, check mine. Why, just to be sure. And, of course, we both, I didn't know Joni when she was 18, but I'm telling you, we've both voted since we've been married, I think, in every election we could vote for. You know, since, you know, we've always voted. And there may have been one or two we missed or something might have through a sickness or something like that, but I doubt it. I don't think we have, you know.
Yeah.
Because it is important. It's the last, hey, folks, in on these people. Well, my vote doesn't really count. Look at that presidential election. That is a whole different ballgame. This is a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. You folks, you're looking at a place today where you can literally 40 or 50 votes can separate you from winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
I have some, a lot of the campaigns that I've been around and friends that have run for office, you know, we've seen it to where it was the day of and it was a 33 vote race.
Yeah,
and
right.
And, you know, always it never fails that after that it's like, you know, either the candidate or the supporters are like, man, if I would have just gone out that 2 hour shift on Sunday and knocked those doors, if I would have made those last 15 phone calls on my shift, you know, like And that's the reality. Like those 10-15 minutes could have made that difference.
It can make a huge impact. Can make that's a right. huge impact. Mm-hmm. And right. you know, it's so easy to do in this county because I mean, you know, I've related many times. My wife worked at Ingram, and like I said, she was an accountant, and she's retired now, but she could go at lunch, even though we lived up here. Our district where we were supposed to vote was the Rutherford County Real Estate, the real estate office out here, not mm-hmm. South Church. But she was in Laverne. She could run out at lunch, go vote down one right. of the precincts in there in Laverne and in early voting, mm-hmm. go back to work. Right. No big deal. You know,
I'm totally down for making it even easier, though. We need a polling place on MTSU's campus.
We do. Yeah. We need that bad.
Yes.
We really do.
We need voter rights restoration.
Yeah.
Procedures in Tennessee that are a lot easier. Mm-hmm. We need, oh my gosh, Election Day should be a holiday.
It's just a basic. Holiday. It's just a basic right.
People should be off work.
You know. Yeah.
You know?
They should.
If we.
I've been in favor of that for years. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got no problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know.
And I mean, I think at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, you know, why is it that your vote is being, you know, why is it so hard for you to cast your ballot? You know what I mean? Like, and it's not hard, but why is there this, you know, narrative or like this culture here in Tennessee mm-hmm. of specifically yeah. in Tennessee of, you know, why?
Oh, it's not just voice, Tennessee.
It's not
in
just
Kentucky.
Tennessee.
It's just, yeah. I've seen it in Kentucky.
Yeah. And it's yeah. like, why is it? No, and it's because your voice yeah, matters and you have such power with your vote. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those politicians know that too.
Yeah.
That got started years ago with this, you know, from the other side, because they never could win an election.
Thank you so much for telling me
how much
it's
in Kentucky, you know, because Democrats ruled the roost up there, you know. So they quit putting Republican or Democrat on their campaign signs. Is that for us?
It was Angela Bingham calling. She said she wanted to say she agrees that Election Day should be a federal holiday and everyone should have off
work. Angela Bingham agrees that love Election Angela Day, Bingham. Who could not love Angela, that Election Day should be a holiday. Okay, let me write that down. I'll get on that tomorrow, Angela.
Hey.
I'll get that done for you. Okay, Connor, write, make a note of that. And who can't love Angela? I'm telling you, really. But,
right.
you know, and they quit putting Republican or Democrat on their sign.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, John Jones running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your vote. Really? Who are you with? I want to know that. I want to know what party am I talking to here? Because, I mean, I know I shouldn't be this way, okay? But I'm telling you, there's one party, they really don't want you to get out and vote. They don't want you out there because they know what the numbers are. Democrats, more Democrats vote in elections than Republicans do. This is a common knowledge fact among people that know political science majors. Ask them. More True. Democrats vote. And we've had two elections that were taken away from presidents in the past because of the Electoral College. I guess because some farmer was afraid his cows wasn't going to get counted or something. I don't know. Who knows? Back in the 1700s. Good Lord, what was going on back there? Hey, we're going to go to our last series of breaks. Connor, if you'll take us to that, please. Luis Mata is here. Amelia Pont is here. They're running for your vote. We're going to come back with the last 15 minutes here in just a second. Stay with us. Back right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry, if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He was only about 13. That's the last time I caught him. He was wearing, he was wearing me out. Okay, we're back. We're talking about sports. We get Amelia out of here, we could get something accomplished.
I'll be over in the pet band.
That's right. Well, I took band. I was in band, played trumpet.
Hey, you need a pet band at your game. Would a football game be the same without the band in the background?
No.
No. Without the halftime show? No.
No, it's not.
That is true. That is true.
And I heard that. A guy told Chip Walters. Chip relayed this story from a friend that had called in or wrote him or sent him an email or something. And he did during the winter, the basketball games, of course, for MTSU, for the guys. And he said, that's when the pep band plays, and said, my grandson plays drums in the pep band. And said, I always listen to you to hear my grandson playing his drums in between, you know, in the timeouts, you know. And they were in Virginia or South Carolina or somewhere. I don't know where. Uh-huh. And he liked to hear his grandson. He played on the played drums in the pep band.
Hey, that's
supposed to be. That's awesome. I'm telling you. Okay. We've got about 8 minutes, 9 minutes left. Miss Amelia, where are you headed and how do you feel?
I am headed into a stretch where I really just want to maybe get as much lit as I can on every door. So what I'd really like are volunteers to come help me walk these neighborhoods. Walk your neighborhood, please.
Now, what does your area consist of? Tell us where your district, which one is it?
So I have a chunk of downtown, so the square.
Okay.
And then over the
Highland. Is it all of the square, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all of the square is me. And then I go down along Church Street. I'm on the left side of Church Street. 48 is on the other side of Church, so that's my boundary, Church Street.
Okay.
And then I have Barfield around Veterans over to Rockvale and then down to Eagleville.
And who is your opponent?
Tim Rudd.
Tim Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tim Rudd.
Luis, your opponent is
Representative Mike Sparks.
Mike Sparks. Mm-hmm. Mike, you tell me.
Right.
And now, where is this district at? Because I understand it's last time you were here, if I remember right, it's kind of weavy and tell us.
So it's the northern part of Rutherford County. So it's basically from Waldron all the way down to the Stones River Battlefield.
Okay.
So Waldron Road up in Laverne, about halfway down Laverne, all the way down to the Stones River Battlefield. So it covers a little bit of Murfreesboro. The right side border is Broad Street.
Right.
And then the left hand border is basically I-24, but it goes out a little bit into the Stewart's Creek High School area.
Right.
So. Yeah, we're how am I feeling? Where we're going? Feeling hopeful. Feeling very hopeful.
Sure.
We
sure.
are, in one of the most competitive races in the entire state this year. So we are just going full speed ahead with these last 30 days and trying to bring real leadership and real solutions to families here in Tennessee.
I do want to ask you, and I want you to be honest with me because I mean really. Are you glad you did it?
I am. I'm very, very glad. Yeah. I am very, very glad because, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, sacrifices. We talk a lot about opportunities, privileges. Yes, there is a lot that people sacrifice, right, in running for office. But sure. I don't look at it like that. I look at it that it is, you know, the reverse of that. It is an opportunity.
It's a privilege.
It is truly a privilege, and it is truly an opportunity to be able to, you know, be on the ballot, to be able to amplify the voices of the most directly impacted community members in our neighbors, right, who oftentimes a majority of them feel unheard. They feel like they don't have...
Yeah. Amelia, you touched on that earlier. Yeah.
They feel like they don't have leadership that is accountable, that is available, right? And so I view this as a tremendous privilege to be able to be building something here, right? Be building for the long term. A movement that is starting, right? That we are seeing here. And that's how I see it. I'm extremely honored to be able to be doing this and with the community at the forefront.
Amelia, are you glad you did it?
Yes. Yes.
Truly.
I mean, it has been and still is pretty scary, especially when I don't have a history of doing this. Like
But that can be, for both of you, that can be a plus.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. The work I have done in the past prepared me for this as well. You know, like I'm here to represent more than just myself. This is more than about me. This is about everyone that I'm here to represent. And actually, that makes me feel really good because I find comfort that I can be that for people. And they have an option. And I just am really eager to learn more about my district, learn more about the people in it. And I am here for the long term as well. Like, I'm here to build long term power. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
You're
going
to run again?
Yes. Yes.
Luis, how do you feel about that? You think you'd run again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm here fighting for a better future for ourselves, for our children.
And I'm wondering, Luis, you touched on it just a second ago. I feel like they're down there just doing whatever they want to do,
mm-hmm.
especially that Sexton fellow, the Speaker of the House.
Right.
I mean, you had the Tennessee 3 that just, you know. Now, I will admit, I don't think the right thing to do is grab a bullhorn and go to the well of the House and start screaming and shouting, okay, which is what they did. But... the way he had done them is not right, you know, turning off their microphones in the middle of a presentation, whatever the case might be. I mean, you know, poor Gloria down there, they put her in closets and everything else. You know, it's utterly ridiculous. I mean, to have for an office, what I'm talking about. The lady running for Senate against Marshall Blackburn, Gloria Johnson. They had her, you know, putting her in little spots off the hallway or whatever, you know, just very disrespectful, you know. There's no sense in it. You're not going to do... You're creating yourself a problem when you do that because you're causing... Here, you quickly now have a candidate that didn't have to have any animosity toward you that automatically is starting to build a wall saying, hey, why am I being kicked around like this, you know?
Well, that whole thing woke me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that did with me. I said, you got to be kidding me.
I was living comfortably in my privilege until I slowly wake up year after year. I would learn more. I would learn more. I would listen to people more. I would.
Right.
And then whenever that happened and all of those people were at the Capitol, Ed, protesting.
Right.
They wanted action done. And our elected officials weren't listening to them. They weren't doing anything productive at all. They were just being antagonistic. I know being rowdy with the bullhorn, I mean, I'm happy that somebody was willing to be a disruptor. Because even disruptors are important in a community.
Good trouble.
Yeah,
good trouble. Nothing wrong with it. Carol is listening down in Chattanooga. I'm listening. Election day is near.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Stu Miller, thank you. I don't know who else. Let's see. That's Carol Ann Elmore. And let's see, Stu Miller. Thank you, Stu. Eric Crow, Rita York. Larry Kaufman. Thank you, Larry. Christian, thank you. I think it was Christian. I'm not sure, but I think it was Christian that said, okay, the strike is over, you know, and the longshoreman strike, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
Go sit in your toilet paper fort and think about what you've done. Like, we're buying toilet
paper. It's always the toilet paper first. People are so scared.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, like the wife said, she said, but that's transported here in America. That has nothing to do. That's not coming from overseas.
This happened during COVID, too. The first thing that they stock up on is nobody wants to wipe their butt with rough paper or something.
There's plenty of trees here in the fall. There's leaves all over the ground. Sure. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'll tell you, my hat's off to you both. And it's been a pleasure to make your acquaintance. It really has over the last several months. And I hope to see you again election night. Win, lose, or draw. And I wish you all nothing but the best, both of you
and your
families.
Well,
I know,
thank you so much.
They have, the family sacrificed, too. And I know they have. And, you know, like I said, I'll never put my name on a ballot. They won't ask me to, I'm sure. Trump and Giuliani, those federal charges. If I don't ever get those cleared up. But that's what I get for hanging around.
Man.
Hello,
thank
you. You know, thank you. It's just a pleasure.
I just hope people see us as candidates and they see something in us. They see something that they can trust that gets them to the poll, gets them to take their friends, get their family. Again, tomorrow is the last day to register to vote.
Right.
Voter registration deadline. The first day of early voting is October 17th. And we just really do not want Tennessee to be dead last in the nation on voter turnout ever again, please. And the only way for you guys to do that is to look up your candidates, do your own research so that you can cast that confident vote in November, so that whenever you put your check mark next to a name, you know what name and what they stand for.
And
so.
You can register online.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amelia Pont, thank
yes.
you.
Thank
Luis.
You.
Yes, sir. I mean, look, you know, the bottom line is that we have two very clear futures ahead of us, and we have
yes.
the choice to decide what future we live in, a future of division, distraction, and extremism, or a future of unity, solutions, and putting working families first. And we have, as Amelia mentioned, tomorrow's the last day to register to vote. Early voting in Tennessee starts October 16th through the 31st.
16th?
The 16th
hey,
through 31st.
16. Okay.
You know, one of the huge benefits being here in Rutherford County as opposed to, you know, Davidson County is that, as we've touched on, you know, you're able to avoid the lines, go vote at any polling location that is most convenient to your work or school for early voting and on election day as well. So that's
true.
A huge plus. And let's make sure that we make our voices heard and we decide the future that we
Please
live.
Do it, folks. I'm telling you, these are two fine people. They're fine candidates, but I've come to know them now, and they're just we've got some awfully fine people that are putting their name on a ballot and putting their face and their reputation out there. Help them out. Please help them out. Appreciate you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
okay.
Listeners of Rutherford County.
Thank you. And we're going to head out of here, Connor, if you'll play us out. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock for the Evan Lee Raymer Show, this is Ed Raymer, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.